One of Ireland's leading dance companies, Cuisquim Dance Theatre, will present In the Magic Hour, a dance installation in which unique, spontaneous performances take place in handball alleys around the country at dusk, the magic hour. These spaces have often been overlooked and neglected, but provide open, airy areas that are natural amphitheatres. Over the course of the evening, the handball alley becomes the portal to experience the projection of a performance being created at Dance House in Dublin in real time. And David Bulger joins me this evening to tell me more. Handball alleys as an inspiration for this piece, David, they're all over the country and they really are overlooked spaces. What attracted you to them?
There are literally thousands of handball alleys dotted around the country, and I suppose I've always had a fondness for the structures, you know, even the handball alleys that might be overgrown or run down. And when you research into them, you can find, you know, you find that they were built as a labour of love for during times of money scarcity and built by communities for communities. And it's kind of the energy of the stories that went on there that I found so interesting, like handball games going on for hours and hours on Sundays, and there'd be queues of people waiting for their turn to play the winner of the last match before they could, you know, have a go, or sometimes used for as meeting places, matchmaking, card playing, even dances. Yeah. So they're extraordinary places.
And obviously then in the process of the researches for this, you went searching for those stories and went searching for handball alleys that contained those stories. In each of the handball alleys that you visit around the country and that you have been visiting, we get an in-situ interview with a local person. Is it somebody who has been involved or connected to the handball alley who tells us some of those stories? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I mean, the interview is actually a silent interview. it's aimed to capture the body language or the body score of the interviewee, but we always interview somebody, or we try to interview somebody that has a connection with the handball alley itself, and or is a member of the local community, so that we try to make the piece, it's quite a multi-layered piece, we try to make the piece so that it really does feel that the inspiration comes from within the community. So starting with the interview and it being silent, it's photographed in the handball alley itself, and it's made frozen in time and made into 125 still images, which are then projected live back to us and the dancers in Dublin in the dance house. And this becomes our score or our storyline for the beginning of the dance and the middle of the dance, and in fact the end of the dance. So it's all created through the images or the physical dialogue that we're having with the interviewee in the handball alley, and then that is reanimated and it's composed live in the studio as well. It's filmed live and in real time, so you can watch the whole creation happen. And as dusk falls, the projection becomes stronger on the back of the handball alley and is rather beautiful. So it's a really interesting dialogue between two sets of people who haven't met, and two,
yeah, because you have the community in wherever the handball alley happens to be. I mean, for example, I was looking at one from, was it last night or the night before, where you were in Ballysadare in County Sligo.
Yeah,
so you have the interview happening there. The people who are live at the handball alley on the night, do they actually hear the interview? Is that to see it kind of kept for their community, as it were, or is it a silent interview even there?
It's I suppose they can hear elements of it because there are certain questions, but we ask them to try and observe with through their knowledge of body language, and it's kind of incredible how much we communicate with our bodies. I mean, they think that over 70% is body non-verbal communication. And I think one of the interesting things with the times that we're in now, that we're able to get out as a community and meet one another again, and we've stories to tell and we've emotions to express, and we want to dance together again. So it feels very timely for this connection to happen in a way. So I'm finding it it's a challenge. It's challenging, but it's very rewarding. But at the same time, we're collecting stories We actually have a parallel program in Your Own Words, where we've asked people, would they like to tell us a story about their local handball alley, and we've been just overwhelmed with the response to that, and the beautiful little stories and poetry and song and images that we're getting back. So there's something really interesting about these alleys in our Irish psyche. I call them our Irish amphitheatres.
Yeah, because I suppose, just describe, how would you describe the shape of the handball alley? Because it's perfect in some ways for performance, and it's certainly perfect for the screening, because if you think about handball, it has to have a big flat wall for the ball to go up against.
That's right. And I suppose we had to actually look for ones that weren't west facing, so that when there was dark enough. But they're pretty high, big structures with generally three walls, and they have a flat floor, you know, a smooth floor. You can hear voice in there. I'd say if you played music, I mean, we do have music in there, but if you were to sing, or there's a great acoustic. Mm. It's a lively acoustic, as they say. But they're, you know, I was even researching them today. I mean, I'm growing more fascinated the more I do this project. Mm. And just seeing how prolific handball was around the country, and I found matches being played in the 1800s.
So, and I would say some great stories attached to that. There is a sadness attached to this project as well. This is the first time, I think, that we've had a chance to speak to you, David, since the death of Emma O'Kane, dancer and choreographer with the company, so closely associated with the company over the years. She died in February. She was involved in the early stages of the conception of this project.
She was. Myself and Emma and the company have worked together since 2002. And as you know, she was an inspirational artist. And we started the research of this work in 2014. And it's had many developments since then. She's been part of it, and actually part of performances. We last performed this in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and she was a very perceptive performer. So this piece actually really suited her, because she really studied people, and I felt she could always tap into an emotional response to somebody and really connect with them in an emotional way. So the dancers that we have with us at the moment, we have four dancers: Justine Cooper, Lee Clayton, Jonathan Mitchell and Yvonne Keiter, have all worked with Emma closely. And I think in some way this was helpful for us to be able to gather after this and to celebrate Emma and her work and her life. And so we think about her all the time. We talk about her a lot, and we think about her mother Joy and her family and all the community that grieved the loss of such a great artist. But we celebrate her life.
Yeah, and you'll have a chance to do that again tomorrow evening. You're in Listowel in Kerry tomorrow.
How
did you choose the various handball alleys that you went to? We can still see the previous ones, can we, online?
They stay up they stay online from, they go live at 9:15 every second night, and then they stay up for 24 hours. But I'm sure as time goes on, we will put them up as they go, because this is part of the Brightening Air Festival. And we're in with their schedule. So, good to know, you know, from the outset, trying to find the location. So we wanted to perform in localities that we wouldn't normally be able to present work in. And we started to look at locations that had a good geographical spread throughout Ireland. And we wanted handball alleys that had something unique about them, or about their location, or had strong local communities that were happy for us to be there. So it was a case of kind of reaching out to people and seeing what we came back with. But the communities have been incredible, and they've welcomed us with open arms, and they've helped us so much.
Well, let's give each of them a shout out. You were in Killy Handball Alley in Killy Village in County Offaly. You've been in Ballisadare.
That's right.
On the Ballina Road in County Sligo. You've been in the Querin, is that how I said that?
Querin.
In Kilkee, near the Loophead Peninsula in County Clare. And then tomorrow You finish up.
You come back to Clontarf, actually. There's a beautiful handball alley in. We're in Clontarf on Sunday, and that would be available on Monday.
Right.
And it's attached to the Garda station. It's at the back of that. And it's actually a very special one. It was built in 1935, and it has a beautiful yellow brick, which is very unusual for handball alleys to have quite an ornate brick at the side of them. So we're finding out all these little key details.
Well, listen, those are precisely the things that make it very watchable, I would imagine. That's David Bolger speaking to us about In the Magic Hour, presented as David said, as part of the Brightening Air Cuishcaim Cuilley Festival, a nationwide 10-day season of arts experiences brought to you by the Arts Council. The full Brightening Air Cuishcaim Cuilley programme can be found on brighteningair.com, and tomorrow 9:30 for that Cuishcaim performance in the, or being projected onto the back wall of the Listowel Handball Alley in Childers Park and Woodland in Listowel, County Kerry.